It drove like a drunk driver. Yeah, this is not Eric Peters' assessment of the Tesla smart summons feature. This is Consumer Reports. They actually did their own testing. You know, as soon as Tesla pushed that update out over the air to their cars, and that happened while I was on vacation, people were posting on social media all these different pictures of their own tests in public areas. You know, it's a great feature. You know, you just tell your car, oops, oh, just pull right out in front of that car. Oh, wow, that was, oh, it just hit the garage door. Oh, look at that, it's turning wide. Okay, so these people started saying, oh, I got this new feature. Let me take some video. And it's like, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. You know, one of the cars you just saw there slammed into the side of his own garage door. Here it is. He's chasing his car down. He can't catch it. It's taking off without him. So there are some problems with this, aren't there? And quite frankly, all joking aside, I have a big problem with politically connected crony capitalists like Elon Musk and these other people getting a pass. And it's not just him. It's all these people who are involved in self-driving cars getting a pass to experiment on public roads. My family and I are not your guinea pigs. And every time I have Eric Peters on, we just marvel at how the entire purpose of the federal government's regulation up until the time that they decided they were going to kill gasoline engines because, you know, carbon stuff. Up until that point, everything that they were focused on was safety, safety, safety. And they've made the cars heavier and far, far, far more expensive and complex, making it more difficult for us to own them. That wouldn't be a plan, would it? But as they do all of that stuff, and that has been their focus, they just turn a blind eye to the blind eyes of these self-driving cars. As Eric Peters calls it, he says they are glaucomic. They can't see. If you or I had vision that bad, we'd have our driver's license taken away from us. And these smart summons features are kind of driving like very elderly drivers in Florida that I used to live with when I was growing up in Florida, who should have had their should have turned in their driver's license at that point. Consumer Reports is calling the feature glitchy and says that it is, quote, a science experiment. They said smart summon doesn't match up to the marketing hype. Imagine that. Elon Musk putting out something that doesn't match up to the hype. Who would have thought? Automation, they said, was glitchy. At times, it worked intermittently without a lot of obvious benefits for consumers. Consumers are not getting fully tested, consumer-ready technology, said Consumer Reports. Tesla owners are being enlisted as beta testers, even though they're paying $6,000 up front for the promised automation. Well, let me tell you something. Yeah, they're paying $6,000 and they're out there beta testing their stuff on the highways and in the parking lots and causing damage to their cars and to other people, putting other people at risk. And that's the problem that I have with it. I didn't sign up to be a part of their beta test. And the NTHSA is not doing anything to protect the public roads after they have told us, justified their existence for decades to say that they're going to keep the roads safe. They are completely AWOL on all of this. So Consumer Reports took this, they put it in their controlled situation, in their controlled parking lot. They did not. Interestingly enough, Consumer Reports, unlike all the Tesla owners and Elon Musk, they had the consideration to not do their tests on a public road or public parking lot. They said the system's reliability only works, is the problem. It only works intermittently. They said the Model 3 that was using Smart Summon didn't always stay on its side of the lane in the parking lots either. They said in one case, the system worked in one section of a private lot, but in another part of the lot, it mistakenly detected that it was on a public road, and then it shut itself down. At various times, our Model 3 would suddenly stop for no obvious reason. In tests at one lot and at Consumer Reports Auto Test Center, the vehicle drove in the middle of the traffic lane, not on the side closer to the parked cars as a human driver would. And it would wander left and right as it drove erratically, like a drunken or distracted driver. In other words, The Model 3 drove itself the wrong way on a one-way lane. Oh, sorry, in another instance, not in other words. But yeah, so it's veering all over the place like a drunk driver. It goes down the wrong way on a one-way lane. The tester had to run out to the car to move it to allow the traffic to begin flowing again after it stopped by thinking that it was in a public road because it's only supposed to operate in parking lots, and yet it is a danger even there. Eric Peters' characterization of it, he calls it the not-so-smart summoning, said the driverless Teslas are glaucomic. Their hazy electronic eyes don't see cross traffic in time, or they back into it. This is what we've seen from the multiple tests that have been put onto Twitter. They have very poor peripheral vision. And if we were dealing with a human driver, they would likely have their license revoked on the basis of not being able to pass a vision test. It used to be that the DMV failed drivers who couldn't back into or out of a parking lot without knocking over cones. But that was yesterday. When it comes to our new robot overlords and our technocratic elite crony capitalist overlords who will be selling that, well, not selling them, renting them eventually to us, we just look the other way, don't we? It's okay, says Eric Peters, to let a car back into other cars or into people. We're not going to have anything done by our safety guardians in the federal government. And then above the safety issue is the legal issue. Who is going to be responsible for the damage caused by a glaucomic driverless Tesla, writes Eric Peters. If you are run over by one, do you sue the driver who summoned it, or do you sue the company, which knowingly put defective technology in its cars and then sold those cars to people and told those people it was safe to use? So is that going to be a lawsuit? Well, you're going to have to get in line because Elon Musk has got his pedo guy lawsuit going on. Hopefully there'll be some money left so that you can sue them after their car drives into you in the parking lot. And it's not just the smart summons feature. As Eric Peters points out, these other driver assists, which are on all of our cars, if you're buying any new cars, and it's one of the reasons why I haven't, I don't want to have a car that is going to counter steer, that is going to determine when it needs to brake and so forth. And as Eric Peters points out, as he tests cars, that's the other thing he does, is he doesn't just write about politics and freedom and how that intersects with cars, but he also drives them and tests them. He says, I've experienced this test driving new cars. I was driving one of these, a new Prius, with an automated emergency braking. When it applied the brakes full force for no apparent reason, I almost had the dashboard for lunch. There was no deer in the road. The car ahead of me had not braked, let alone stopped, but the Prius did completely in the middle of the road, which was thankfully not busy at the time. And thankfully, as he pointed out, he didn't have a large semi bearing down on him because they can't stop as quickly as a car. That is a real issue. And it not only is going to slam on the brakes, but it's also going to cut your throttle. And finally, the point that Eric makes is that if it takes over control of your car, and he puts the "your" in air quotes here, if it takes over control of your car, do you really own your car? You know, control is how you define ownership, isn't it? And that's why I say, as they move to control our movement, as they move to control our speech, our communications, as they move to control our ability to shoot, have they taken ownership of us? Have they turned us into slaves? Oh, it is a full spectrum system of control, isn't it, that they have coming out. And I'm going to lay that out for you because Wired Magazine just put out an article this last Friday when I was gone, talking about how we're going to have the Airbnb of everything. Oh, that's a clever little way to sell the public on the idea that you will own absolutely nothing. You will be owned. That's another name for slavery. I don't know. Maybe they got the cart before the horse. You know, we got the smart summons from Tesla, and it's just trying to, it's not relying on a map. It's got its vision and its thinking, and so it's just doing this on the fly. Except that it doesn't have very good peripheral vision. It's got very poor eyesight and makes bad decisions, kind of drives erratically like a drunk driver and so forth, as they pointed out. So maybe that's not the approach that's going to work. So you got Uber and Waymo are mapping out city streets for their future self-driving fleet, which is not really that far away. Car and Driver reports that Uber and Waymo, of course, is Google's autonomous driving startup. Uber has gone to Dallas. They've got two SUVs that are going to be mapping out everything in Dallas in detail. And then Waymo is going to be using three vehicles in Los Angeles to map out everything in detail. So the Waymo mapping program will take a few months as three of the company's specially equipped Chrysler Pacifica minivans will collect data. They want to know the things like the exact height of a curb, the type of road surface, the locations of traffic lights. They said the things that our cars care about are quite different than someone trying to find their way via Google Maps or Waze. And, of course, I would interject in here that, you know, for quite some time, we had a lot of stories in the early days as Google Maps was still learning the ropes. I remember a particular situation where a couple was routed down a road where the bridge was out. But, you know, you got to trust these. You got to trust Google, right? It would never be wrong. Your computer is never wrong. This is the mentality that if you got a printout, you know, hey, that's it. I got a printout. And you don't ever ask, well, was the model correct? Did you put garbage in there? And did you get garbage out of it? So in that particular case, you had one that I remember. It was a couple, and the guy's driving down the road. And even though there were cones and signs up for him telling him the road was out, do not come down here. They went around the cones because why? Because their phone said so. And then the bridge was out. They went down, crashed the car into a ravine. It killed the driver. The wife survived. So she said, yeah, we just believed it. You know, it was right there on the map. And so you're not even going to have a driver in these cars as they're putting them in there. They sent out a message, a TechCrunch, confirmed today that a notice went out to members of Waymo's early rider program. These are people who have been participating in company tests from the very beginning. And they get into these vehicles that, for the time being, have some backup drivers in them, but they have now Waymo has now sent out invitations to people. They're telling them that they're about to start offering autonomous rides with no backup driver. This is going to be happening in the Phoenix area. Oh, boy, that's great. It was in Arizona. I don't know if it was in Phoenix where we saw the one company. And again, I don't know if it was Uber or Lyft, but I think it was Uber. Remember that situation where it ran over the lady who was crossing the street? And at first, the sheriff came out and said, well, it was that lady's fault because she was crossing the street there where there wasn't a street crossing. And they couldn't see him there. But then we got the footage. You know, there was footage showing what was ahead, dash cam showing what was ahead, as well as a dash cam that was showing the human driver who was sitting there lulled into passivity on social media or playing a video game or something. And she was startled as she heard the thump thump of the person that she just ran over. And the sheriff was saying, well, it's not her fault and it's not the car's fault. They just couldn't see it. And all these people who do this say, well, the car doesn't rely on visible light. It's got radar. It's supposed to pick that up. It didn't even slow down. So this is the world in which we are now finding ourselves. And as I look at this, and as I look at Uber and Waymo mapping out the city streets, what this really reminds me of, there's a Tesla driver fast asleep, filmed by other people who are not asleep, fortunately. But when I look at Uber and Waymo mapping out the streets for their future conquest, reminds me of the beginning of War of the Worlds. Remember how that began? Minds that are to our minds, as our minds are to those of the beasts who perish. Intellects, vast, cool, unsympathetic, regard our world with envious eyes, don't they? Slowly and surely, they draw their plans against us. And when H.G. Wells wrote that introduction to The War of the Worlds, he said, in the early 20th century came the Great Disillusion. Well, it's the early 21st century that is going to become the Great Disillusion when people realize what the real purpose of this is. You know, we got people out there like Joaquin Alvarez, who retweeted an article from Wired Magazine with the comments, and he's all about smart city, and he's, you know, I think he's one of these people working with the Saudis to set up their smart city. But he puts himself out as director of smart city and digital innovation, a keynote speaker. This was sent to me by a listener. Thanks for forwarding this to me. He said, when he tweeted this out, he said, society turns its back on property, all uppercase, all exclamation marks. And this is exactly what these smart city mavens, these people who are mapping out our cities with envious eyes, and they want to destroy your world, and they want to lock you up in a prison that they own. And listen to how he puts this. Society turns its back on properties. Again, screaming that uppercase. Users of everything, nothing owners. That's exactly where they want you. But guess what? Somebody's going to own that stuff. It just ain't going to be you. And they're going to own you, is the bottom line. A change in the consumption habits, he says, of citizens is transforming the economy and business. Whether by necessity or by conviction, citizens relegate the acquisition of objects in favor of leasing services. Do you notice how he puts that over and over again? Not consumers, citizens. People are not choosing electric cars. Even with all the subsidies, they're still only 1% typically of what we see out there. And so the corporations and the governments are going to mandate this. So it isn't out of necessity or conviction. I would say it's out of either poverty or government mandates. And that's why this person, this smart city guy, is pitching this to governments, referring to these people as citizens. Just call them subjects, serfs, slaves. That's really what they, how they see you. And if they can't make you poor enough to give you, to cut off your electricity like they're doing in California, oh, it's all about being sustainable. Let me tell you, this is about austerity. It is about sustainable tyranny. It is about sustainability in terms of dominance by a technocratic elite. That is what we're really looking at here. And so I'm going to give you an example when we come back of how these people see the future. Airbnb for everything. That is the age in which we are about to embark. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.